bikes, beer, and bananas. How big is your carbon footprint? How often do you travel by plane? How much electricity do you use? These days, everyone is worried about the size of their carbon footprint. In order to reduce global warming, we need to make our carbon footprint smaller. But how much CO2 are we responsible for? A new book by Mike Berners-Lee, a leading expert in carbon footprinting, might be able to help. How bad are bananas? The carbon footprint of everything looks at the different things we do and buy and calculates the amount of CO2 they produce. For example, to calculate the footprint of a pint of beer, he investigated how much CO2 all of the following created: the ingredients, the electricity used in the brewery, the equipment, the travel and commuting of the workers, the transport, the fermentation of the beer, and the packaging. It's amazing how many different things need to be included in each calculation. And it's frightening how much carbon dioxide everything produces. But all of this can help us decide which beer to drink. From Berners-Lee's calculations, it's clear that a pint, 568 millilitres, of locally brewed beer has a smaller carbon footprint than a bottle of imported beer. This is because the imported beer has been transported from far away and it uses more packaging. The local beer only produces 300 grams of CO2. But the imported beer produces 900 grams. So, one pint of local beer is better for the environment than three cans of cheap foreign lager from the supermarket. Berners-Lee has even calculated the carbon footprint of cycling to work. Nothing is more environmentally friendly than riding a bike, surely. Well, it depends on what you've had to eat before. To ride a bike, we need energy, and for energy, we need food. So, if we eat a banana and then ride 1.5 kilometres, our footprint is 65 grams of CO2. However, if we eat bacon before the bike ride, it's 200 grams. In fact, bananas are good in general because they don't need packaging, they can be transported by boat, and they grow in natural sunlight. So, does this mean that cycling is bad for the environment? Absolutely not. For a start, if you cycle, you don't use your car. And the less cars on the road, the fewer traffic jams. And cars in traffic jams produce 3 times more CO2 than cars travelling at speed. Cycling also makes you healthy and less likely to go to a hospital. And hospitals have very big carbon footprints. So maybe it's time for all of us to start making some changes. Pass me a banana and a pint of local beer, please.